Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on a bench on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell along with Carver High and Mafia. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4. CBS 4227. Our network website is CBSSportsRadio.com. Our homepage is on the bench, CBS.com. We stream the network on there and on radio.com. We also stream it on the CBS Sports app. You can download that for free on your smartphone. And we're on Apple Music. Just search CBS Sports Radio. Don't forget, we put out the podcast after every show on Twitter at OnTheBenchCBS and at Scott Pharrell. You can follow the crew at Carver High CBS and Aisle Seat Podcast at Aisle Seat Podcast and then at On Air Mafia. Also, get the I Am Scott Pharrell app, and Snapchat comes out this hour, bottom of the hour, toward the top. One word to follow us, Pharrell on Bench, and get, did I get everything else in? I think I did. All right. Big week this week here. We have, we're live all week, and then Friday is not only Carver High's birthday, but also Pharrell's birthday the same night. How is that possible?
It's amazing how the world works.
6-4-3 equals 2?
Yes. Unless, of course, we were on the West Coast, then technically it's my birthday the whole show.
But we're not on the West Coast for this particular Friday, so it's your birthday and my birthday.
Well, we will be in some places we'll be on, so some people will only get to celebrate mine.
So you're telling me that it's a birthday bash for you and me, and we're going to be on The Fan in New York for the whole thing?
That's correct.
So for both of our birthdays, that's our birthday present. We get to be on The Fan Friday night.
That's it.
What a great thrill. Do you think the Yankees will have a five-hour game and a rain delay?
I sure hope not.
Who did you say they were playing again? Tampa?
Big series this weekend. Big four-gamer with the Rays.
Extra innings. Automatic. 17-inning game. We won't get on at all. 17-inning game ends at 1:53.
There are times when I worked there. There was that one Yankee-Red Sox game 2 or 3 years ago that went 18. It ended at like 3:15 in the morning. I mean, it was just, I walked out of here, you know, 4 a.m. It was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're telling me that the next 2 weeks we're on there?
The next two Fridays.
And then allegedly from Vegas?
I don't know if the pen's been put to paper on that yet.
Oh, so there's no deal there.
I don't know. I mean, no deal. You would know better than me.
You know more than me. You've worked at The Fan. I don't know anything.
I have nothing to do with it.
I know who the new hosts are going to be in afternoon. That's what it says in the paper. I've already named that replacement. Superstar. A lot of superstars around here, I got to tell you. Big-time talent. I mean, phew. It's just this is a money pit, this place. Filled with talent. And there's no egos around here. Let me tell you, they only moved out of here a while ago. So your boy Bellinger hit number 28 tonight, and that was a three-run job to give them the 6-4 lead and the win. They just won.
It's over.
Jansen closed the books on that. Dodgers win it. Easy, 6-3. They were down 4-3 in the eighth, right? And then the guy hits a three-run bomb. Bellinger, game over. How about that? Did you see that guy, Taylor, in left field, botch that ground ball that gave the Twins the lead right over his head?
Yeah, he didn't play that very well.
He did not play. It took a weird bounce, though. You got to admit. It was skidding, like, over his head.
You got to know what you're doing out there.
You got to know. If you don't know, now you know. Well, if you don't know, now you know. On the RBI base running blunder. defensive botched error in left. Things aren't going well for Mafia at this point. Let's go to Mike in Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing? I call about the Conor McGregor fight. If you're a champion in MMA or boxing or whatever, if you take on a champion in another discipline, you're going to get destroyed. If you take on a champion wrestler, a champion tie fighter or whatever, and you've never trained in that all your life like that champion has, I don't care who you are. You're going to get destroyed.
I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. You and I are drinking the same tequila. I don't have any... I have no interest in listening to all this BS I've been hearing for the last month about how this guy's going to kick Floyd Mayweather's ass. People are just tripping.
The thing about Floyd, he doesn't have to worry about somebody trying to kick him. It's totally different.
Right. Yeah, it's obvious that they're going to box. There's not going to be any kicking. There's not going to be any spinning back fists. There's not going to be any flying knees or... any of that. There's not going to be, I mean, the only thing he can do is throw punches and hooks and uppercuts and crosses. That's it. That's all he has. Jabs. That's it. This is all about, it's about punching.
You know what would have been more interesting? If they switched every round. One round's boxing, one round's MMA.
I think that would be fantastic, except Floyd has zero skill in any of that department.
Oh, of course.
I mean, so he's never done it, so it wouldn't happen. But I think it would be great if they, you know, did something crazy, but they're not going to. So this is pure boxing, and I think he's bitten off more than he can chew. But I know, like I said, on this show, Mafia, God is my witness, more people have called and said McGregor is going to win the fight than people have said Mayweather, in my opinion. Everyone that calls this show, practically, except you, Mike, has said that Mayweather's going to get beat. He's going to get beat by this guy. And everybody and her brother are betting on him. Everyone I know is betting on McGregor.
I will bet my house against old people.
I know. I will, too. Believe me. But the problem is, you're not going to make that much money on Mayweather. You have to bet a lot of money, but the numbers have been shrinking rapidly. By the time the fight goes off on August 26th, it's going to be even money.
And I'm not going to bet it when we're there.
It'll be even money. You know it as well as I do. Hasn't it been shrinking every week? I mean, it's gone down. It's like the size of a McDonald's single. Wait a minute. That's Wendy's. It is. It's shrinking. The odds are shrinking. That means everyone's betting on him. Everyone's betting on McGregor. It's so overwhelming, the amount of people betting on him, that the numbers drop down. It's barely anything now. What is it? He's minus 500 now? He was minus 1,100.
Yeah, up to this, where I go, up to this second, it's Mayweather minus 800, McGregor plus 500. But I've seen it lower.
It's even lower than that.
I've seen it lower in some places.
It's unbelievable. John in Maine, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, what's up?
Hey.
So I wanted to call about the McGregor-Mayweather fight, but really, as a boxing fan, I think Mayweather should be trying to fight Lomachenko. I think Lomachenko could bring his weight up a little bit, Mayweather bring his weight down, and that would be a great boxing match. I mean, from what I've seen from Lomachenko, he possibly could beat Mayweather.
I like Lomachenko, too. I've seen him fight, but it's not happening. Floyd Mayweather is going to fight one fight, and that's it. I guarantee it. He's done fighting. He's not even – he doesn't even want to do this. This is – people have thrown $500 million at him to do this fight. He's going to make three walking in the ring. He's going to make another two with every 10% of everything. Even the liquor and cigarettes that are smoked in that MGM that weekend. Every single water bottle that's bought, he's getting 10% of. He's getting food, booze, gate, pay-per-view, merchandise. I'm surprised that God isn't paying him for the sunshine. Seriously, he's going to make more money than you can spit. But he's not fighting anyone else. I truly believe that. Mafia, do you believe Floyd Mayweather's going to fight Lomachenko or anyone else? He's done.
No, the only way he's come back is if he has another big bill for the feds. I mean, other than that, the guy knows it. He's getting older, he's getting slower, and eventually someone's going to beat him, and that...
He doesn't want that.
He doesn't want that, because his marketability right now is all in being the only guy who will ever go undefeated. That's how he's always built it up. He hasn't built it up as I'm the greatest who's, you know, had a shot here or there where I've lost. No, it's about No one's ever beaten me. I'm the best ever.
That's it. And look, there's certain guys. Lomachenko, I think he could handle him too. But I think that there's a lot of guys I'd love to see him fight. But it's not going to happen.
And not only that, the only way Floyd ever fights is a fight like this, or a fight, you know, these other ones where it's going to be a giant buildup and a giant moneymaker for him. A guy like Lomachenko, sure, you know him, I know him, like some of these other
Nobody
boxing fans
know him.
No one else knows him enough to be like, oh, yeah, I want to buy that. Most people, the general public, say, Floyd Mayweather versus Lomachenko. Who? What?
That's like the fight with Berto. It was terrible.
But Berto was a name.
And Berto's a name, but he's it's as bad as it gets.
Right.
That fight didn't sell either.
He fights guys with names, not guys who are necessarily the best guy to fight.
Andrew in Richmond, Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio. My sister lives in Richmond. Stay away from my sister.
Oh, man. Too late. No, I appreciate you guys taking my call.
My man.
I was just calling to see what you guys thought about, you know, kind of the emerging young stars of the MLB. I feel like Aaron Judge and, you know, Cody Bellinger and, you know, maybe not so much this year, but, you know, Trey Turner. They kind of, you know, to me, they kind of came out of nowhere. And, you know, I was kind of wondering what you thought about that, if it was, you know, more of, you know, scouting is a little better, that we're paying more attention to, you know, certain metrics, or, you know, they think they're, you know, getting better training in high school and college and in the minors. Just kind of what your thoughts
were.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not sure I buy into all that they're better because of metrics and all this other stuff. I do know that. You know, you've been able to see it like I have. We've been here in New York watching Aaron Judge just explode this year. And then we just watched Bellinger tonight do his thing. But I watch a lot of, you know, Dodger games and Giant games and West Coast games, Seattle and the like. I watch all those games. And even the Padres. I watch everything West Coast when I'm in here doing the show late at night. So I've been able to watch Bellinger just absolutely go off this year, and it's been pretty cool. He did it again tonight, a 3-run shot to win the game for the Dodgers in the 8th, and then Jansen shuts it down. So Judge, every night, it's like when he comes to the plate, it's just sensational, and then his batting practices have become news. His home run derby was, you know, he won that. Everything he touches so far has turned to gold. He had a slump, and everybody started talking about him. He got more attention than any guy I know that's ever had a slump. I mean, this guy got more press during a slump than anyone in history. You have to be a megastar to have press when you're slumping. That's all there is to it. And so, listen, the kids, I don't believe there's, I don't believe that there's better high schools now. Baseball is struggling to find players, and certainly black players, and, you know, they've struggled even with the Latin players and that they don't know how old they are and everything else. And certain countries, certain Dominican pours them out. Very few of them. There's centralized countries that are actually producing the most baseball players, and there's others that aren't. It's that simple. And I also think that, you know, if kids were smart and their parents were smart, they would have more kids playing baseball because it's the longevity of the career is double that and triple that of other sports. And also the money is 10 times better in baseball than any sport. First of all, if you play basketball, your chances of making the NBA and making one of those rosters and getting burned and making a fat contract are like 1 in a trillion. And your chances of, believe it or not, making a baseball team is a lot greater. You can be a baseball player and actually make it if you're good. If you're really good in high school and then college, you can be drafted in one of their 40 rounds and actually have a shot at making it. And, you know, you could go to the minors out of high school even, and you could make it up to AAA and maybe get the call. There's no difference between any of these kids like Judge or, you know, Clint Frazier, any of them. They all started low and made it to the top and are now in the show. If you get drafted high, you'll make it in the majors. It's pretty simple like that, right? So if you're a high, super high draft pick, you're going to go to the show. That's all there is to it. And I don't think that, frankly, in my opinion, it's no different than it ever was. It's simple. You either have the talent and you got the goods and you're good enough and you have the skill to pitch or to hit or to field and hit or to relieve and shut down or a even specialized skill. Like a lot of guys, they transfer them as infielders to outfielders and things of this nature. Or if you're a catcher and that's your skill, like is that not Gary Sanchez, what he does? He's a catcher. Or Yadi Molina, if you're a catcher, if you're specialized in what you do, you can make it. I think there's a lot of guys that can actually have a shot at making it in baseball if you're good enough. And then you could be great in basketball and still not make it, right? I know a million guys that are awesome basketball players that never make it to the NBA. I know a million kids that play college basketball now that never even make it to D1 that play D2 and 3. And they don't make it to D1, and you think they suck because they play D3. Meanwhile, they'll light you up for 40 a night when you play them, because I do play them, and they do light me up for 40. So baseball, I don't think that there's anything different. I think the stats have changed Carver High in that there's more stats than ever. But they could have made this stuff up 25 years ago if someone was smart enough to do it. They just never did it. Baseball's no different than it ever was. They just came up with a bunch of new stats. That's all that there is to the gig here, that they just came up with millions of new stats that they never had before. The game's never changed.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Avi gets very upset unless I mention the big games tomorrow. So for PharrellOnTheBench.com customers, I was what, Mafia, tonight?
10-3.
10-3, I suck. Milwaukee at Washington, Tuesday, Colorado in the Arch City, Atlanta's in Arizona, New York at San Diego, Pittsburgh and San Fran. The Anaheim boys are in Cleveland, Oakland, Toronto, Kansas City, Detroit, Baltimore, Tampa, Boston's in Seattle, Chicago at Wrigley in a little interleague, inner-city war, Houston, Philadelphia, Cincy's in the Boogie Down Bronx, Miami's at Texas, and Mini against the L.A. boys in blue at Chavez Ravine. Get every pick for every game at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Our daily fantasy rosters hit. Our boxing and MMA snags are top shelf. Best price, best results. Pro and college football coming soon. Sign up today at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Don't forget, we're at the D, August 28th, second floor view bar for the whole week. 5 shows live at the D Casino Hotel in downtown Vegas on Fremont Street at the Experience. Our favorite place, our home away from home, the D. Show up for the fantasy draft that weekend of the Mayweather fight. It's the 26th and 27th at the D, 35 ahead, luxury private suite for up to 14 friends, fantasy draft kit, multiple flat screen TVs, cocktails, first cocktail bash is free, food from Gold Spike, American Coney Island, one of my favorite places, and Nacho Daddy. For pricing and availability, contact the D at 702-388-2200. Tell them Pharrell sent you, or email them at sales@thed.com and still tell them Pharrell sent you. To be part of the fantasy draft blowout weekend at the D. Again, 702-388-2200. Carver High, very excited about going to Vegas. We're going to be there from August 24th through September 2nd, and his wife's already planning on leaving him.
Anything can happen.
Anything's possible.
Anything can happen. There's no question about that.
Anything can happen.
You know what goes on out there.
We're going to try to keep... Anything's possible. We're going to try to keep focused and do a good show for the...
Well, that's the good thing about this is that we're going there for work. You know, that's...
Every night there's a
discipline.
Stay focused.
You know, that Saturday and Sunday, the first weekend when we first get there, the weekend of the McGregor fight... That could get touch and go.
It's not like you're going to sit there every night when we do the show. Like, you know, Mafia has always been able to maintain himself in the view bar, and he stays focused, and we do a great show.
Oh, I would always stay focused. I'm not saying that's going to happen.
It's not like he would sit there and drink booze all night or anything.
It's not when the show's going on that I'm worried about.
I mean,
it's
why
know,
would he sit and drink booze in Vegas when we're doing a show? We're staying focused.
It's going to be at 11:05 p.m. Pacific time. That I'm going to be worried about.
There's potential.
Until 7 o'clock Pacific the next night. That's the... those are the hours that I'm worried
listen,
about.
If you party from 11 to 4, you're still going to get... You could sleep till noon and feel great.
You're right, and that's probably what's going to happen.
I could see you waterlogged out by the pool.
But the first weekend, the weekend
of the
fight...
belly.
Where there's no obligations on Saturday and Sunday.
What are the odds you get a new tattoo while you're there?
You know what? That's a splendid idea. I mean, that is a good job by you. because there it's a little cheaper than me getting it here.
Right.
I'm actually, that's not a bad idea.
Quality work.
That'll really put the cherry on top for my wife, you know. I'm gone for 11 days. Who knows what's going on?
How about getting a tattoo with a cherry
on top? And then I get the tattoo while I'm out there also. Just things are just all rolling together nicely.
There's all
here.
Kinds of places that do special cherry tattoos in Vegas.
I'll make you a promise right now.
Yeah.
If McGregor wins that fight on Saturday night,
you'll get a tattoo.
I'll go get a tattoo with the big shamrock on the leg. I'll do it that night.
All right.
I'll make you that promise. How about that?
That is great.
You can put it on Facebook Live, whatever you want to do with it.
I will.
We'll do the whole deal.
What about the Costa Rica victory for the U.S.? How did that go?
That was a great game by them. It was a little sluggish at the beginning, but they picked it up in the second half. They made some changes. Dempsey came on, and they did a good job.
Mafia, Fight Night 25. Who are the winners and losers? I saw that your boy Chris Weidman, New York's finest, he finally got back on the winning side. How about Jimmy Rivera? Who is the big winners?
Weidman definitely is. I mean, he was coming in at a three-loss streak there. People were thinking that he was completely done. He was a former champion. People were just writing him off. And he got knocked down late in that first round, was able to recover. The end of the round happened, so he was able to save by the bell there after dominating on the ground before that. Came back, dominated on the ground again against a choke at Gastelum. Late in the third round, so he just dominated the whole fight in general. It's a lot of split decisions. Some of them I thought were pretty weak to me. I thought it went the other way. But
our boy Lyman Good lost.
Yeah, he lost in a crappy split decision. I did three out of four fights in a row there were split decisions. So
I didn't know that Rafael Nadal was a MMA fighter. I thought he played tennis.
And he got his ass kicked. He just got steamrolled by the former Alabama. We talk about Alabama football tonight. The former national champion, Eric Anders, just destroyed him. And like you said, our boy Jimmy Rivera, 20 fights in a row, he's won now, called out the top of the division, said, let's go, let's do this in New York in November, including Dominic Cruz, who was on the broadcast. He talked smack to him as he's walking out of the cage.
Ooh, there's always some of that they throw into the mix. I see that the ratings were terrible for the fight, but you said the fights were great.
Fights were good. I mean, and the crowd was great there for, you know, of course, all the New Yorkers that were on the card, all the Long Island people were there cheering him on, going crazy with everything that was happening.
Carver High, real quickly, Jamaica stuns Mexico.
Unbelievable. I couldn't believe it last night. They scored a goal in the 88th minute on a free kick, and Mexico goes home. So Jamaica and the United States on Wednesday night for the Gold Cup
and
final.
Is it at 10 o'clock?
I think it's at 9. The game's in where the 49ers play, Santa Clara. So it could be a little bit late. It's not 10. It's not that late.
So it's at 6 their time, 9 East?
I believe so. I'd have to double-check that. I'm not
100%. Casey Kane won the Brickyard 400. Did anyone know that the Brickyard 400 was going on?
No.
I mean, did anyone on the face of the earth know that that was going on? Didn't they used to make that like a 4th of July thing?
Only our guy down there in Carolina. What's his name? He's the only one who watched
it. NASCAR George.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, it's time to answer the Ask the Bros question of the night brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You won't believe this one, Mafia. Tonight's question is from Jack in Las Vegas. Listen to this. Pharrell, it's Jack, your friend in Vegas. When you come out for the fight, I'll take you back to Stack for dinner. But only if you tell me, like all of my sharps tell me, that McGregor has no shot. Also, what's the deal with Michael Irvin? I heard the chick that accused him of rape was loaded up with all kinds of drugs in her system, so he's off the hook, just like your radio show. Now, that's a great email. Is that not a great email? You know, that's your boy Jack that took you to Stack Mafia with that big-ass tomahawk chop, son.
That was one of the best dinners I've had there. It was a great place.
He just said he's taking us back there right here.
Taking you guys back. I'm not going to be there. I missed out this time.
Oh, that's right. You're not going. Oh, you're going to love it, Carver High. Stack. What a tomahawk.
You're going to Stack?
Oh, you're
going to
love it. And then Jack usually brings his mobster friends with him to dinner. Michael Irvin, the woman who accused him of rape, tested positive for several drugs in her system. According to the reports, the accuser took a toxicology test just hours after the incident in the early hours of March 22nd. She told officials she did not take any drugs that night and believed someone put it in her drink. But the tox report came back showing she had meth, MDMA, cocaine, and alcohol in her blood. Her blood alcohol content was a 0.10. She blew a 1.0. She stopped drinking hours before. That means she was hammered. The woman later admitted that she took a small amount of Xanny bars and ecstasy on the 19th and 20th and fessed up to doing cocaine over the weekend. Officials didn't believe her cocaine excuse because coke metabolizes almost immediately and would likely not show up if taken that long ago. Either way, officials said they couldn't prove that Irvin provided any of the drugs to her. Officials did note also that the black light test in his room and did find some on the corner of a seat cushion. Nothing like finding the all over the hotel room. They also found video of the woman partying with Irvin earlier in the evening and even gyrating her hips around him near the hotel room. The victim's inability to recall details and inconsistent statements, her alcohol and drug use, coupled with the video evidence, and he's off. That's the end of that. But listen to this, a glaring development. Did you hear about this? He feels sorry for her. Listen to this. He feels sorry because people are saying, are you going to sue her for all that she said about you? He said, no, I feel bad for her. And as a person who has had substance abuse problems, I believe she needs help, and I will right now today help her financially. If she wants to go and get rehab, I'll pay for it. He's going to pay for her to get rehab.
You know, there's always a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and you just found it. That's a nice job by Mike.
That's
you know,
a silver linings playbook ending right there.
There you go, and if he's going to do that, that's a great job by him.
So, Mafia, as long as Carver High can go to Stack, get him a case. Let's send Jack in Vegas a case of absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Don't forget you can submit a question by going to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros or tweeting it at CBS Sports Radio with the hashtag AskThePros. Sign up to be an Overwards member today and start earning instantly. Overwards members earn $5 back for every 150 points you earn. It's fast, easy, and free, and only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. See store for details. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS. I'm watching John Bones Jones on SportsCenter right now doing an interview. He's the nicest guy in the world now after all of his problems. Of course, he's had an image makeover, Mafia, clearly. He's the nicest guy in the world. Not only did he say he wants to be friends with Cormier now after the fight on Saturday, and he wants to help promote MMA all over the world with him, and that if they see each other ever in social settings or in charity events that they could get along. He wants to stop being enemies with him.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it, because that guy's had the most venomous hate for DC that anyone in the world has ever had. I know DC talks a lot of trash, but he has been just ridiculously anti him forever, and it's hard to hate that guy. So, I mean, I know there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes with him, with the drugs and the drinking and all that. Maybe now that he allegedly is all cleaned up that, you know, he's found God and is a better person again. But I'll believe when I see it.
Oh, so he's found God. Where did he find him?
I don't know, but don't they all?
So tell me this. Are you on Bones Jones Saturday on Pharrell's birthday, 52nd birthday, Jones victory over Cormier or what?
I want to pick DC so bad to win that belt, well, to keep the belt and knock Jones off the pedestal he's put himself on, especially with all the things that have gone over the couple of years. And if he could fight the fight that he fought against Anthony Johnson that I wanted him to fight against Jones the first time, he could do it, but I can't believe it.
Are you surprised at how big of a MMA fan your boy Carver High has become? We've converted Shep to being a hockey fan, and we've converted Carver High to MMA.
I'm not surprised. He was already a fan of combat sports with boxing. He loved, of course, the hitting of football and hockey and all like that, so it's not that big a leap to go to MMA.
Are you surprised that you became a UFC fan?
I think I just needed reason to watch it more, and obviously coming here was that part of it. Like, I was always kind of like, I never really watched it. I was interested in it.
Right, because they don't talk it on the other side of things.
Now I know that we're going to talk about it, so I make an effort to try to watch it now more often. And I watched all of Saturday night. I watched the whole thing on Saturday, so I was into it. And I think Jones is going to kill that guy on Saturday. Second round knockout.
Done.
Finished.
Mafia, do you believe that? A knockout? He said that's his only goal this time is to finish him. He doesn't want to beat him in a decision.
I think it's going to go decision. I think it's going to be bloody. I think it's going to be brutal. I think sometimes you're going to be asking the ref to call it and stop it and save DC.
Who wins the other ones?
Good chin.
Cowboy and Lawler.
That's a
tough
one.
Don't give your picks. Never mind.
Okay.
Don't give your picks. Save those for the money.
That's going to be a great fight. That might even be a better fight than DC and Jones.
I think so.
The menu at Stack is stacked, by the way.
But did you look at
it? I just looked at it now.
You went and looked at the menu at Stack?
I just looked at it now.
Oh, it is so good. Mafia, they have other stuff there that's good, too.
They do. They have some off-menu stuff that's incredible.
What was it that we were eating? Do you remember? The appetizers. What does it say on there? Oh, they got Kobe beef appetizers.
How about the who's getting a burger at Stack? Did you get the burger, Mom?
Of course not.
Okay.
Tomahawk chop, son.
I'm just saying.
They got some great food there, bro. We ate steak on one of them heat pads. Remember Heat Rocks?
This is some spread here on this menu.
Dude, that place is no joke either. And they got hot chicks that work there.
Hot Rocks, thinly sliced sirloin on Hot Rocks. There you go.
Oh, that thing's the greatest. I wish I was there right now. It's early, too. We could go to dinner. You're going to love Andiamo and Stack. Oh, my God.
I love that place that you set me up with for my bachelor party a few years ago.
Oh, the Center Cut.
That place was great.
That place rocked. Is it still there? I think it is at the Harris.
It was at the Flamingo.
Whatever. I can't keep track.
I'm surprised I remembered.
It is the Flamingo. You're right. It's at the Flamingo. Why did I call it Harris? Anyway, they got the Flamingo birds out by the bar. Remember you sat there?
Yeah, oh, I sat there.
I'll bet you did. Dustin in Knoxville, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, Pharrell?
Hey, bro.
Hey, real quick, you're talking about baseball. I mean, just seeing what these guys do, they're at such a different level whenever you get around a pro scout or have the chance to be around a GM or something when they're not sitting there taking notes. They're paying attention to what these guys are doing in between pitches. Are they paying attention? Not what's the dew temperature versus a left-handed batter's best friend, all these ridiculous stats. Can this kid play or can he not? That's what really matters.
And exit velocity off of his bat. I mean, the stuff is so ridiculous now. Bottom line, it's the same as it always was. Can the guy hit? Can he hit for power? Can he throw guys out? Can he run and catch? How much speed does he have? How is he on a base pass? And what's his injury status?
Yep. Well, do you think, and you're talking about being choked out, somebody who's been doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for about 8 years, I don't have a belt, don't really care about that. I get choked out probably twice a week. It's just part of what you do. Anybody that says how the Irish guy can tap out that easy, I promise you, it's not something you can ever really get used to. When you're in that mode of panic and you're blacking out. And
Mafia, who choked me out? Matt Hughes? Who did it to me?
Yeah, Matt Hughes.
Matt Hughes, he put me to sleep. It was awful. I was scared to death.
That's absolutely right. And do you think Mayweather takes this fight if he's 15 years younger? Thanks, guys.
Oh, he wouldn't even have fought him. No. This is to go 50-0 and to make the money. He could care less about this guy. He just wants he's smart. They're giving him all this money. It's like feeding a baby. It's easy. It's like giving a dog a bone. It's like if I put a steak in my hand and my dog comes in the room, it's over. The dog will eat it even if I dipped it in bird dunk. I'm sure you can follow that thinking. Whatever happened to Matt Hughes? Remember he was in a coma? Did he get out of it?
Yeah, he's now out of the coma.
He came out of the coma today, and I just mentioned that? I'm a miracle worker. So he came out of the coma today? I just mentioned that guy's name. I swear to God, I had no idea.
Well, we were told he was out of it today by his former coach. It doesn't mean he might not have been out of it today. He might have came out of it over the weekend or something, because I know Miletic has been going through interviews today.
All right. JC in Houston, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty. I think you're absolutely right about Mayweather, man. He is a really smart guy. But, something that I've kind of been hearing here and there is what are your thoughts of him possibly throwing the fight for a possible rematch to make even more money?
I guess there's always that possibility because I've always said, the first thing I said was the minute the fight's over, he'll say, McGregor will start making excuses and say he wants to fight him again, just like he did with Diaz. They do it to sucker the public out of their money. They want to fight twice because people will buy it. They'll do anything twice, three times, four times, five times if people will buy it. It's the same thing as Hollywood. You hear what they say all the time, these people, the movie houses that make the movies. They'll make movies if people go see them. And they'll put people in movies that people go see them. And then I see who was it? Charlize Theron. She complained about women's roles in movies, and he said, "We'll put more women in movies when they people go see them." It's like same thing in sports. If you give them something they want, they come see it and pay all that money. They'll keep giving it to you. Jimmy in Birmingham, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Jimmy.
Hey, yeah. I mean, it's like Tebow, McGregor, Mayweather. It's all about money, correct?
It is. I mean, without a doubt. I don't know what Tebow has to do with this, though.
Oh, the Mets are gonna promote him, and they're gonna try to ticket sales.
Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. They keep saying that they're not gonna do that. I still don't believe that they're gonna bring him up in September.
I believe it.
Carver Hyde thinks he's coming. I don't. You know, here's the deal. I don't care if he comes up. How's that sound? So Rose signed with the Cavs. Kyrie blames LeBron for leaking the story. And you guys can go to bed with all that crap. I'm going to go do other things. Ballers tomorrow night, 7:15 tip. Check on Facebook Live for the game for Carver High and Mafia. It's birthday week. I'm Pharrell. Good night.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.